Congress is in recess after last week's lame duck session, but for senators and representatives who will return to Congress in the new year, the next month will be a time to work out priorities. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is slated to hold her party's ranking spot on the Energy Committee. She spent part of last week meeting with fellow committee members and the outgoing ranking member, New Mexico's Pete Domenici, who's retiring from the Senate. Murkowski says she and her staff are working on their goals for the 111th Congress, but she says everyone's top priority will be sorting out the nation's current economic problems.
When we talk about what we want to do with health care, for instance, or perhaps on some kind of climate change policy, so much of it is dependent on having a strong economy. So we've got to make sure that we're shoring up the economy and working to build on that so that we can do the things that will be so important to provide for the health and the education and just the well-being of people around the country.
Last week, Congress did not vote to bail out the big three automakers, despite much discussion of the crisis state they're in. The House and Senate will likely be called back in 2 weeks to address it, and they've asked the major automakers to present a plan at that time. Murkowski says last week's brief session didn't really amount to much.
To use the teenage terminology, this lame duck session is really lame.
But Murkowski says she was not a proponent of acting quickly or rashly on a new bailout. She says even though she's concerned about the auto industry because of its close connection to jobs and the economy, she doesn't think giving the automakers billions of dollars without stipulations is the solution. Murkowski says there are other industries in dire straits, and the government risks putting itself in a position of constantly doling out money.
This is not the approach that I believe that we should be taking as a government. Federal intervention should be the last course of action and not the first. And it seems like that's just kind of what everybody's gearing up to do, is lining up to hopefully get some of what may be dropping off the federal truck here. That's not an appropriate and a responsible course.
Some in Congress have proposed using part of the $700 billion recently dedicated to deal with the banking crisis, but Murkowski doesn't think that money should go to the auto industry. Instead, she's among a group that's looking at redirecting $25 billion in loans the auto industry received to help make more fuel-efficient cars in September.
Now, that was designed to help them retool, if you will. I do believe that we can be a little more creative with how we direct how those monies should be allocated.
Some members of Congress opposed to another $25 billion loan say the automakers may need to declare bankruptcy, and that declaring Chapter 11 would lead to reorganization, which could be helpful. Murkowski says that may be a viable option as long as a messy, chaotic bankruptcy is avoided. She says real change needs to happen in the auto industry before Congress chips in. Otherwise, there's no point in giving the big three money if it's just delaying an eventual crash.